Okay, we're underway, B'siyat Dishmaya. We're going to discuss today, in Yirtzeh Hashem, a very, very important topic. If you look on the top right corner of the Marmakoma sheet, it says in my handwriting, do I have to wear tzitzis? Have is uppercased. Do I have to wear tzitzis? Do I have to wear tzitzis? It's a question which I'm sure many of us have pondered and ponder and have had discussions about over our lifetimes with friends and family and rabbeim. Everybody knows that when it comes to tzitzis, everyone's a big London. Everyone's very smart. No, I don't have to wear tzitzis. If I want to, I could. If I don't want to, I don't have to. That's what people think oftentimes. So part of today's shiur is to dispel that myth. To just walk away with a clear picture, a clear understanding, and that's just wrong. It's just dead wrong. But I want to get there soon, Mirtz Hashem. First, I want to discuss with you, B'siyat Dishmaya, a very beautiful idea from the Parsha, which will lead into tzitzis, which will lead into a more elaborate discussion on tzitzis, and then we will hopefully all walk away here more informed and more excited, hopefully, about the zechus that we have to wear tzitzis. I don't even like the title. Whoever made the title, it's a silly title. Do I have to wear tzitzis? What's what? What? Who'd you say? Clickbait? Right, it was clickbait. Thank you. Exactly my thoughts. Clickbait. Thank you. That's I like it. Clickbait. Okay. Moreover, Rabosai. Thank you for joining on the Zoom. It's nice to have everybody on the Zoom as well. Look at the top source number one on the source sheet. It's a very tragic part of this week's parsha. The Torah describes in Perek Tes, Noach leaves the Teva, and he plants, the first thing he plants is a vineyard, which is a little bit of a mistaken thing to plant. Well, the first thing you got to plant, Chazal say, is what? You're worried about wine? That's your first thing you got to plant after there's no vegetation for such a long time. Okay. Says the Pasuk, on top, Vayish Nayayin Vayishkar, Noach drinks from the wine, he becomes intoxicated, inebriated, Vayizgal Besoch Alo, and he's revealed in his tent. He's uncovered in his tent. A very, very vague pasuk. What exactly happened to him? Not so clear, but somehow his nakedness is revealed in his tent. Okay. Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayar Chom Avichanan Es Ervas Aviv. Chom. The father of Canaan, the son of Noah, Chum, the son of Noah, the father of Canaan, sees his father's erva, his father's nakedness. He tells his two brothers outside to shame and yefes. Listen, there's a bad scene inside the tent. Tati is not exactly at his best right now. We got to do something about the situation. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Here we go. Listen carefully. Vayikach shame vayefes es asimla. Shame and Yefes take the garment, the cloak. Vayasimu al shchem shneim. They put it both on their shoulders. Vayilchu achoranis. They walk backwards towards their father. Vayichasu eser vasavihem. And they cover their father's nakedness. Ufneim achoranis. And their face is backwards. Vervas avihem lo ra'u. And they don't see their father's nakedness. Pasuk Sukkim this week's parasha. Next pasuk Noach wakes up, etc., etc., etc. On this pasuk is a very, very famous Rashi, which I want to learn with you right now. It says Rashi on the bottom by the arrow on the first source by the arrow, as follows. If you're on the Zoom and you want to follow along, I think the Mara Makomos were sent out to the both chats. You can see it on your phones. It says the Rashi Vayikach Shem Vayefes Ein Ksiv Kan Vayikchu. It doesn't say they took. Akiva, how many people are Shem and Yefes? How many are there? Two. So what should it have said? Vayik. Chu. And they took. It doesn't say Vayik Chu and they took. Rather, it says Vayikach. It says Rashi, Ela Vayikach. Limed al Shem. Shenis Ameth b'mitzvah Yosem Yefes. Shem strengthened themselves. Shem was the one who really took. Vayikach Shem. Shem really exerted effort. Much more so than the FS. Shame was the real taker. That's why it says Vayikach in the singular, because it was really shame that took this garment. Limer al shame shnis ametz mitzvah yosem miyefes. Lekach zachu banav letalish shel tzitzis. That's why the descendants of shame, the Jewish people, merited the talis, the garment of tzitzis, of tzitzit. However, viyefes zachal lekavura. And Yefes merited to be buried. Linasi lekvur lebanav. His children were buried. Shenemar etein legog mekom sham kever. And Cham, the worst, Shabiza Saviv Nervizaro, King Lagmelach Ashura Shvi Mitzrayim, there's Golos Kush, Noram is the kingdom, Arom, Viacheva Chashufe, the Chasufe Sheis. In other words, they weren't even buried properly. They walked around without even clothes. Okay, everyone got what was coming to them. Shame got tzitzis. Yefes got burial, and Cham, who was the worst, got nothing, so to speak, for his bad behavior that he did to his father Noach. I want to ask a simple question. A simple question, my friends. What's the connection between the mitzvah of tzitzis and what shame did? You want to tell me, here's a garment, there's a garment, everywhere a garment, old Mick Shame had a garment, E-I-E-I-O, Yeshakoyach. He had a garment, E-I-E-I-O, here's a garment, there's a garment, everywhere a garment, old Mick Shame had a garment, yet no. Is that the pshat? Maybe. Or maybe there's a deeper understanding to why Davka, the mitzvah of tzitzis, was given over to shame. And I want that question to linger in your mind a little bit, my friends. Yisrael Gavriel, you with me, my friend?
Yeah.
Pasha, you are. So, that's the game plan. Think about that question. Why exactly was the mitzvah of tzitzis given to shame as opposed to other mitzvahs? And I want to come back to that question soon. And I will come back to that at the very end. And if I don't come back to it, please remind me to come back to it. But I think I'll hopefully remember to come back to it. But in the meantime, I want to explore with you a little bit in honor of this mitzvah of tzitzis. In the parasha, I want to explore with you the mitzvah of tzitzis. And I want to ask you a simple question. And I want you please to respond and help me out over here. And if you want to respond on the Zoom and unmute yourself, I'll let you also get part of the action. You're not second-class citizens just because you're on a box on my screen as opposed to in this room. We have almost as many guys on the Zoom as we have in the room, so it's like it's a good situation. Just please mute yourself until we... If possible, just please mute yourself until we call upon you. Thank you so much. My friends, a simple question. Is there an obligation to wear tzitzis? Simple question. Should I mute you?
Shh. Sat down to work.
Watch out.
To meet up, fellas.
Here we go. My friends, is there a mitzvah to wear, is there a chiyuv? Is there an obligation to wear tzitzis? I look around this room, I see many strings flying down. Is there an obligation to wear tzitzis or not? Is it a mitzvah? Is there a chiyuv? Is there an obligation to wear tzitzit or not? That's my question. Please help me out. I'll start with the guys that are here present, if you don't mind. Nothing against the guys on the screen. Who's speaking up?
Yeah.
Raf says yes. Why? Where's this? Where is it? It says in the Torah what? You got to wear tzitzis. Yeah, it says in the Torah. Somebody want to take the other side? What's your name? What's your name?
Yeah.
1 second. What's your name?
Another reason for it is that you shouldn't avoid doing mitzvahs.
What?
What's your name?
Yoni. Yoni says you shouldn't avoid doing mitzvah. I like that. That's a good svara.
Right, mitzvah is
like a commandment from Hashem.
It's a mitzvah
like a commandment from Hashem. Anybody want to take the other side?
Yeah, bro.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Yes, Hirsch. What do you got?
Yeah, so the mitzvah is on the chetzer, not the gabra. So if you have a garment with four corners, then you have to put tzitzis on it. But if the person doesn't have to wear tzitzis himself.
Says Rabbi Schneider's Talmud. One of his prize, all of them are prized, but one of his prize Talmidim. Says Rabbi Schneider's Talmud. Rabbi Schneider, if you can get Eric Bisham here, I would love you. I love you anyway, but I would love you even more. My friends like this. Listen up. Says Hirsch, Daniel Hirsch, very good. If it's a mitzvah on the chefza, on the garment, not on the person. That means, if I have a garment that's four corners, I have to wear tzitzis. No garment that has four corners, no mitzvah of tzitzis. If you leave right now, that's what you...
No chiyuv.
What's your name? Ricky says good. I'm sorry, I don't know everyone's name yet, because I just came late, and I'm sorry. Nice to see you, Ricky. Thanks for staying here. Now, both sides. Obviously, Rav Schneider's Talmud. Oh, who's not Rav Schneider's Talmud? So like this, my friends. Here we go. Says on the one hand, we have Raf and the Frum Svaradim Teorim that say, yeah, of course it's a mitzvah. Of course it's an obligation to wear tzitzis. And then we have my friends, Ricky and other chevra over here that say, 1 second. If you have a four-cornered garment, so you get a mitzvah. Who said there's a chiyuv? Who said there's an obligation to wear tzitzis? No, maybe there's no obligation whatsoever.
Rebbe.
What? Okay.
Rebbe.
What?
I think it's the Rambam. I think it's the, if I'm not mistaken, says that that doesn't change the fact that you should go out and buy a four corner garment, so you're chayav.
We have to just, we're going to come back. Very good, Rafi. That's very nice. We're going to come back there. I want to ask, is there not, don't be frum. I told you many times last year, don't be so frum. Remember that? Don't be so frum. I want to know, is there an obligation? You want to say you're frum, it's good to go do it. Good. Don't be, I want to know, is there a chiyuv or not?
Are we
going to
say there's a chiyuv, remember all the thoughts, which is what the consequences of looking at?
Listen, the options are endless. That's a possibility. Could be. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe. My friends, listen carefully. I want to learn with you a beautiful source that I think everyone should take home and put in their pockets for life. It's the second source on the source sheet. It's Rav Moshe Feinstein. Most people on this shiur are from America. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the posek hador, was the posek, the final authority. It's not an Israeli chumrah. It's Rav Moshe Feinstein. Look inside source number two. He writes a question that was asked him by his son. His son, who's still alive, he should live and be well, of David Feinstein Shlita, from the Lower East Side of Manhattan. So he asked his father, is there an obligation to wear tzitzis or not? Our question. So Rav Moshe writes to his son, look at this, source number two, B'dvar levishas beged shechayev b'tzitzis, regarding the matter of wearing a garment that's chayev in tzitzis. Says Rav Moshe as follows, B'dvar levishas beged shechayev b'tzitzis, v'adai tzadakta. You're right, my son, he says. According to the technical letter of the law, Hirsch is right. Which is that what? That there's no obligation to wear a garment that's chayav in tzitzis. Ella, rather, shem lavash beged kazeh. But if you do wear a four-corner garment and you don't put on tzitzis, over ba'aseh yimein sham tzitzis. If you wear a four-corner garment and don't put on tzitzis, that's a very, very bad thing. That's a violation. You violated the mitzvah. Because there you have a four-corner garment and you didn't put tzitzis on. For sure you get an aver, you violated. And I say you, it's like not putting on tefillin in the morning. That's a big no-no.
When you say a four-corner garment, do you mean like...
Four-corner garment, whatever the definition of that is. I need a towel. A paper towel. No. There's something over here. I can't. I'm dripping. Okay. Sorry, my friends. I'm sure it is.
We all know a four-corner
garment. Mashiach is coming. So also. Good, I believe that. Oh. Israel Gabriel, you with me? Don't lose me.
Sam.
Rabosai, Rav Moshe says like this, of course, if you're wearing a thank you so much. If you're wearing a four-corner garment and you're not wearing tzitzis, of course, that's a big no-no. Gosh. However, Zok, Rav Moshe, look at this fourth line down. Mikol Makom, it's very important. Since the minog, listen carefully, the practice of all the Jewish people is to wear a four-corner garment that has tzitzis, usser, that means it's usser, right? L'shum adam labor al zeh. It's usser for any person to violate that minog of not wearing tzitzis, says Moshe Feinstein. Whoa, why? Who said? Says a Moshe. Dilogara mikom minog. It's no worse than a regular minog. My friends, a few days ago was Rosh Chodesh. True or false? Raise your hand if you said halal on Rosh Chodesh. Where does it say in the Torah, say halal on Rosh Chodesh? Nowhere is the answer. It doesn't say it in the Torah. You know what it is? It's a minog. You ever hear of an upstanding religious Jew say, you know what? I'm not feeling halal on Rosh Chodesh thing. I'm not feeling that. Tzeduki, that's pretty strong, but what is this? It's a minog. It's only a minog, so I won't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. On the seventh day of Sukkot this year, Hoshana Rabbah, everybody took an arava. Where does it say the Torah took an arava? Nowhere. You know what it is? It's a minog. Rav Moshe goes a step further. And he says like this, look inside, my friends. Sixth line down. Tilo garmi kol minag, av shalek abu shum kiyam mitzvah. Shechayav l'kayim b'shmishma b'nim musar avicha v'al titosh to asimecha. Why do I have to listen to Minhagim? The Gemara says, based on the pasuk, shma b'nim musar avicha v'al titosh to asimecha. It's a real thing. A minhag isn't a joke, my friends. A minhag is a real thing. Very possibly, yeah. Makom shenagu, sure, psachim. It's a real thing. My friends, if you violate a minhag, you did a big, bad thing. It's the letters of minhag are the same letters of Gehenna, as is pointed out by many, many authorities. That's a minhag that doesn't have a mitzvah, d'oraisa, attached to it. Says a Moshe in the next line. The kosher game minhag zeh sheish ba gam kiyu mitzvah. Of course, this minhag, and if you do it, everybody agrees, you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. Again, if you don't wear it, it's like not wearing tefillin. If you do wear it, again, if you don't wear it with it and you have a four-cornered garment on you, it's like not wearing tefillin. If you do wear it, you fulfill mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's a minhag. Says Rav Moshe, of course you have to wear tefillin. Of course it's an obligation. Of course you can't not wear tefillin. By the way, says the Moshe, and we'll come back to this soon, there's no lack of reasons to wear tzitzis. There's no lack of reasons for the minhag that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves to wear tefillin. To wear tzitzis, I'm sorry. And I'm going to tell you, my friends, one of them, which is very relevant to the times we're living in. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Corona. How is tzitzis related to corona? Anybody know? I have a connection between tzitzis and corona. Anybody? Have it on the screen. What's the connection between tzitzis and corona? What? It's a what?
It's a hot take.
My friends, there's a Gemara in Menachos which Rav Moshe quotes in the next line. And he says as follows. The Gemara says, my friends, if you can see it actually in the last source. Look at the source number 4 for a second on the page, the bottom source. Sixth to last line. The Gemara Menachos says, Uvidan Rischa, at a time of anger, at a time of din from Shemayim, the Gemara says, Onshin al zemen haShemayim. There's a punishment on those mitzvos that people say, I'm not obligated in, so it's okay if I don't wear it. No! Maybe Hashem Kavyachal lets it go on lighter times. But at times of rischa, at times of difficulty, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cashes in and says, what are you doing? How can you not be wearing tzitzis? So far what did we learn? Let's regroup. So far we learned the following. We learned the pasuk in the parasha. We learned that shame and shame was given tzitzis because of his extra efforts. We don't understand why yet. We'll come back to that. We learned Rav Moshe Feinstein who says that there's an obligation to wear tzitzis. It's not a choice. Why? It's a minhag. Yeah, but it's a minhag everyone accepted upon themselves. And therefore, for someone to not keep that minhag, it's like not keeping a bona fide, real part of Yiddishkeit. You can't just ignore minhagim that are kept. Everybody does it. And therefore, that has halachic status that one has to wear tzitzis. So far, so good, my friends?
Ready.
Who's talking? Ready. Yeah, Hirsch again, yeah.
What? Again?
In a good way.
So like what percentage constitutes as like a minhag by all of Klal Yisrael? Like is it usher to not wear a kippah?
That's a good question. And Moshe has true about that also. And Moshe talks about kippahs as well. Kippahs also might be related to minhagim, maybe it's a midas chasidus to wear a kippah. It's a good question. Kippah may not have the same status as tzitzis. If you want to, I can give you Mar Makomos on the topic. Moshe in the same volume discusses that issue. It's not simple. But Moshe is more lenient when it comes to kippahs. For example, he talks about in the tshuva about a person going for an interview, and he's scared he won't get a job if he wears a kippah to an interview. Is he allowed to go to an interview without a kippah on? That's an interesting, nice question. A lot of Sfaradim Torim in this room right now, and on the chat also, the Sfaradim Torim, many of their practices in their communities, they don't wear yarmulke unless they're eating or praying, am I right? Many, I'm not saying everybody like that, but there are many like that. And only, or you know, they'll go to work. They don't wear kippah. It's not.
Or learning.
What?
Or learning.
Of course. They're always learning. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you're right. Say bad. Say good. My friends.
Yeah, but the same thing goes by tzitzis.
Who said that?
if somebody said that they wanted to know if you were wearing tzitzis at an interview, would you be allowed to not wear your tzitzis at the interview?
You should sue them. That's not an appropriate question. They also want to know what size your undershirt is, or about your socks. Are your socks blue? My kesher, none of their business. I'm not saying you have to wear it flying in their face and be so frum like that. You're wearing your personal garment. Sue them. In my name, sue them. Okay.
Will do.
Okay. Rabosai, stay with me. I want to share with you just a couple of very nice, quick more things, and we'll try to wrap this up. Siyat Dishmaya. There is a fascinating Rambam. So far, we learned you have to wear tzitzis. It's a minog, which everyone accepts upon themselves. I don't want to go that route. Don't walk out of here thinking, oh yeah, it's a duty, it's a responsibility I have to do. I want to go a different route with you. I want everyone to appreciate a different idea of why it's important to wear tzitzis. Baruch Hashem, most people wear, but I want to be mechazek those that are wearing already. Look at source number 3. It's a Rambam. Rambam is found in Michos Kriya Shema, and the Rambam is very, very wild. Why is it wild? Because the Rambam seems to be going against the Mishnah. Whoa, that's weird. The Rambam usually goes like the Mishnah, but the Rambam seems to be going against the Mishnah. What am I talking about? Source number 3, look inside. Pa'amim, pa'amayim b'chol yom. Twice daily, korim kriya shema. We recite kriya shema. Be'erev uva boker, in the evening and the morning. Shenemar uvishoch b'cha uvikumecha. B'shah shederech b'nei adam shochvin. At the time when people go to sleep, v'zehu layla. So we know there's a mitzvah Shema twice every day, once at night, once in the morning. Look at the next halacha base. Source 3 halacha base. Umau kore. What do you say in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Shema? Shalosh parshios elu. The following 3 parshios. Vein Shema, 1. Vayom Shema, 2. Vivayomer, and 3. Now what's the order? Why is the order that way? How come first comes Shema, then Vahaya, and then Vayomer? Says the Rambam. First comes first. What's first? First is Shema. Why? Because it has in that parsha the obligation of Yichud Hashem, of making Hashem one, Hashem Echad, Ahavaso, love of God, Talmudo, learning His Torah, which is the ultimate fundamental that everything rests upon. That's why it's first. V'acharea, third to last line, Vayam Shemoa. Why? Sheyesh bat tzivoy al shara mitzvos kulon. Vayam Shemoa is all about the other mitzvos. So first I have the mitzvah of Shema, which has Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, etc. Then I have all the rest of the mitzvos, says the Rambam. V'achar kach parshas tzitzis, shegam hi yesh bat tzivoy al zechiras kol mitzvos. You know why? The third parsha is what? Is tzitzis, because it also says, Reisem oso, uzechar shem es, Kol mitzvos Hashem. So Rambam says, first comes Shema, because it's stacked full of all these great mitzvos, fundamentals. Then comes, thank you so much. Then comes the second parasha, because it's the rest of the mitzvos, and the third parasha, because it also has the mitzvos in it. Why is that problematic? Why is it problematic by itself? Hello? I understand why I have the first one. I understand why I have the second one. Why do I need the what? What's missing in the what? In the second, I need a third parsha. Why is there a second parsha? Because it discusses the rest of the mitzvahs. Thank you so much. And why do I have the third parsha? Because it discusses the rest of the mitzvahs. So who needs that? Why do I need it twice? You hear that question? Hello, it's redundant. Why is there a second parasha of Shema? Because it has the rest of the mitzvot. And why is there a third parasha of Shema? Because it discusses the rest of the mitzvot. Right? Is that problematic? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. What's even more problematic, my friends, is that it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Brachos in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis says the following. Why does Shema come? Thank you so much. Why does Shema come before Vayam Shema? Because first comes O Malchus Shemayim, and then O Mitzvot. Why is Vayam Shema before Vayomer? Why? Shevahayam Shema noig Vayom uvalayla. Vayomer noig Vayom Vayom. Says the Rambam, you know why the second parasha comes first? Because the second parasha applies day and night. And the third parasha of Tzitzis only applies during the day, not during the night. So the Rambam is going against the Mishnah with his reason, and he's saying the same thing twice. What's the pshat in the Rambam? My friends of Soloveitchik said a beautiful vort. Listen to this vort. It's delicious. It's gorgeous. This is the real reason why a person is going to be wearing tzitzis, my friends. Says of Soloveitchik, there's two kinds of acceptances of mitzvahs. There's an acceptance of the mitzvahs that I am obligated to do. That's the second parsha of Shema. That is the second parasha of Shema. And the third parasha of Shema introduces a whole different kind of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. What's that? Not the mitzvahs that I'm obligated to do necessarily, but the ones that I choose to do. Thank you. What's that? Tzitzis. Technically, am I obligated? Technically, if I don't have a four-corner garment, am I exempt? Technically, the answer is I'm exempt, technically. But you know what? The reason why I do mitzvahs, my friends, is not because I have to do them. It's not because I have to do them. It's because I want to do them. Did you have to have pancakes for breakfast today? No. You could have had cardboard for breakfast today. It may have tasted like cardboard. Or if you have no taste, some of you on the screen, if you have no taste. When I had Corona, I felt like everything tasted like cardboard. I hope you get your taste back soon, those that don't have taste right now. It's not so fun not to have taste. Someone in the yeshiva, in my shir, actually told me that he loves his food so much that he would rather give a toe, chas v'shalom, than lose his taste. I didn't make it up. I heard it from his own mouth yesterday. Okay, whatever.
Forever? Or just...
I don't know, forever or like for that week. I don't know exactly what he meant. You can ask him later. I'll tell you what it is, maybe or maybe not. But the point is, my friends, back over here. The reason we do mitzvahs is not because we have to. The reason we do mitzvahs is because we want to. Tzitzis is the prime example of a mitzvah, which, you're right, technically we can find loopholes and find ways out, but we want it. After all, why are we wearing tzitzis, my friends? We want it. You see these guys? You see my strings over here? When I look down at them, what are they supposed to do for me? It's supposed to be a reminder. I want a reminder. It's good to have reminders. I want to remember that there's something called Shabbos, not just on Shabbos, on Wednesday, Thursday also. I want to remember there's a lot of it. There's mitzvah of Shatnez. I want to remember there's mitzvah of Kashrus all the time. It's good for me. My friends, Rabbi Benovitz, Shlita. Who knows Rabbi Benovitz? From Reshit and Tzitzis Vaikola, Rabbi Benovitz. He came a few years ago. I don't think he did this last year. I'm not going to give away his poison, his thunder. But I'll share a beautiful thing he said. It's not so much my style. My Schneider is more his style to give these kind of mishalim, but listen, what's the expression? Severe times call upon...
Desperate times
require desperate solutions, something like that. Desperate measures. Thank you so much. So in that vein, I'm going to go like this. Desperate times, desperate measures. There was a great basketball player, one of the best of all time, named Michael Jordan. I'm not dating myself by telling you that when I was growing up, Michael Jordan was a star when I was growing up. He was the star. He was the man. There was no competition. There was no one that could touch him. Everybody was a Bulls fan. Everybody, all my friends, whenever they could get numbers on their jerseys in school, on their teams, everyone fought for number 23 because Michael Jordan, he was the man, the legend, the king. He was the boss. He was the guy. Everybody knows Michael Jordan was cut as a JV when he was tried out for JV. He was cut at North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. He was cut. Then he had a coach. Excuse me, I don't know all the details. I didn't chazer all the pratim over. He had a coach who believed in him and who let him have a chance. And he stepped up to the challenge. And he became Michael Jordan after all the practice and all the talent. Listen to a vart abosai. I'm not a Bucky in length of shorts. But I noticed, and you can look at the history, this way, Benjamin's pointed this out, it's an amazing stat. The law was changed in the NBA. People were able to, or allowed to wear much longer shorts in the times of Michael Jordan. When I was growing up, people used to wear shorter shorts. All of a sudden, with time, the length of the shorts in the NBA got much longer. People wore spandex under their shorts, etc., and then long shorts. I don't know if they're still in. I can't, I'm not so holding. But they were very in at B'Shas Maisa. Why were they so in? Listen to this vart. Michael Jordan wore his shorts all the years, every time he got dressed for game time, he wore two pairs of shorts. One, every time. One time, one was his either his home or away uniform shorts, whether it was a black one for the away or a white one for the home, as a bull. And under his shorts, what did he wear? This is fact. He wore his North Carolina shorts. The shorts that reminded him of where he came from, the shorts that reminded him of how he became, who he became. He wore those shorts every single game he played in the NBA. Check it up. I didn't make this up. Check it up. Why? Because he wanted a reminder about where he was and how he came to become who he was. He wanted a reminder. And that changed the face of all the NBA. You know why? Because now the whole NBA had to wear long shorts because Michael Jordan had to wear long shorts to cover his North Carolina shorts that were underneath. So everyone in the NBA wore long shorts to just accommodate Michael Jordan's practice of wearing his North Carolina shorts. Check me up on this. If it's not fact, then I messed up on the facts, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty close to fact what I'm sharing with you. What's the point? Reminders are great. We want reminders. It's great to have reminders. Tzitzis is a reminder for us. Don't wear tzitzis because you have to. It's true you have to. It's a minug. It's a minug which everyone kept upon themselves, and that's why everyone's doing it. We should do it also. But that's not why a person should come to tzitzis. A person should wear tzitzis because they want to, because they want the reminders, because Yiddishkeit is so good. I want to remember Hashem all the time. I have tefillin on my head and tefillin on my arm and tzitzis around my body to remind me constantly of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what they represent. One last source, and then we'll come back to our opening question from the Parsha, and we'll call it a day. We'll call it a shir. I'm going to make a bracha. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Varo. I can't. I suppose you can't. It's an old trick. Okay, much better. Now I can breathe. Sammy Natz, remembering from my times from last year in Shir, I used to do similar behaviors. I had no choice. It's too hot. Hashem made me a schwitzer. What can I do? Okay. Last source on the page. Aruch HaShulchan. Classic. Classic commentary. Aruch HaShulchan. V'yaval gav sheme'ikar adin keinu, even though technically from the letter of the law. If you don't have a four-corner garment, you're exempt. Mikol makom yizayar kol ish Yisrael. Each person should be careful. Lases alav talis katan. To wear tzitzis. Tzitzis kol ayom, all day. Someone said before, I wear it for shacharis. That's good. It's better than not wearing it for shacharis, but it's better to wear it all day long. I wore it. Shacharis probably need a reminder at least. You're davening to Hashem in shacharis. How about when you're walking to the basketball court? Not playing ball. I didn't say you have to wear when you play ball. Different shir, different topic. Not now. But how about when you're walking to the court? How about when you're hanging out with friends and you may speak something that's not the most appropriate behavior or language? That's what you need the most. The school of mitzvahs, tzitzis, kechol ha-mitzvahs. Rabosai, the mitzvah of tzitzis is equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Equal. That's crazy. I wear these strings, I get 613 mitzvahs every single minute I wear them. That's crazy. That's nuts. I'm loaded. I'm stacked. I don't know what you'd call it. I'm loaded. Got stuff. I got the goods. The school of mitzvah, since it's called mitzvah, t'chsev or isem or so, is the chaitem, is called mitzvah Hashem. The Gemara we quoted earlier, of Idan Rischa, at a time of anger, like now, unfortunately, with Corona, onshim alzem in Hashemayim. A person, God forbid, can be punished from Shemayim when they're not wearing tzitzis during a challenging time. Maybe a person wants to accept one thing upon themselves during Corona. Maybe this could be it. It's not so hard. I'm not telling you have to wear wool. I'm not telling you you have to wear wool in the summer months. It's not a hard mitzvah. It's an easy mitzvah. Mamish easy. It's not even uncomfortable. They have so many garments that are so soft now. Cotton, delicious, comfortable cotton, begadim. It's easy. The chol azar is the mitzvah zu. Anyone that's careful with this mitzvah, zoche u'mekabel panei shechina. Anybody that's careful with this mitzvah will ultimately greet the face of the shechina. Ula asid lavo in the world to come. Yishamshu lo shnei alafim u'shmona meos avadim. He's going to have 2,800 servants, as the Gemara in Shabbos says. V'chol b'nei Yisrael nosim aleim talis katan kol ayom. All the Jewish people do it. The cool people are doing it. The talis kol beis hatfila. Okay, that's Aruch HaShulchan. So what do we have so far, my friends? We have two ideas. I'll end with one, the part from the parasha. We'll call it a day. We began with this. We began with the fact that There is a mitzvah. There he is. Zerubbabel. There is a mitzvah, my friend. A mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Now he walks in proudly displaying his tzitzis. Come on the screen. Show the boys. Show the boys. Come walk through. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Come on. Give me a clap on the screen. Look at that. Yeah. Right on cue. Right on cue. Right on cue. My friends. Let's chazer what we have. We have... We said we began with tzitzis from the parsha because shame got tzitzis. We have to come back to that in a minute. Then we went to Moshe Feinstein, who says that since all the Jewish people always wear tzitzis, it's like a minog. You can't throw minog in the garbage. You got to do it. It's a minog. It's a real minog. No one doesn't say halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's a minog. It's a minog. It's an obligation to do. Then we came from there and said, you know what? Even forget that. Put that aside for a second. Aside the obligation, it's an honor. It's like the Rambam. The Rambam says two kinds of Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. One is the one that I have to do, and one is the one that I want to do, Seder Salvation. That's the whole idea. Since I don't have to do it, it's equal to all the mitzvahs because it's the mitzvah that I accept upon myself. And I want the reminder. I want, like Michael Jordan, like Michael Jordan wanted the reminder of his shorts from North Carolina. We want the reminder of all the mitzvahs and the Aruch HaShulchan hammers this idea home. Very, very important to wear. We began with a question, and that was, how come Shem, the son of Noach, was given as a reward for his behavior tzitzis? Of all things, just because old MacDonald had a farm, here a garment, there a garment, everywhere a garment, here's the answer, what I believe the answer is, my friends. Here's the answer. Shem exerted more effort than Yefes. Shame schlepped the garment. He put in more effort. Yefes also helped, but he wasn't as involved. I both said, mitzvah of tzitzis, I think, represents the same idea. Tzitzis requires a person to go a little bit beyond. You got to go to a store. I don't really have a four-corner garment. I got to go to a store. I got to buy a four-corner garment. I got to put tzitzis on them, and I got to put it on. It's a mitzvah that represents that extra effort that existed in Shame's behavior. It wasn't just stam a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there, a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that shows the exertion, the effort of an individual. It's a mitzvah which represents our going above and beyond for Hashem. Shame went above and beyond. Shame exerted himself and took the garment. How was he given a reward for his behavior? By a mitzvah which represents our going above and beyond for Hashem. As opposed to Yefes, what did he do? He was passive. He also took it, but he wasn't as active. So what happened to him? He was buried. Buried is also passive. When a person is put into the ground, interred into the ground, what happens? They lay there flat. Hopefully they're not moving anymore. Their time in the earth is over. And people pour dirt on them. They're buried. That's a passive, totally ultimate passive kind of mitzvah behavior, so to speak. So each person got exactly, for generations to come, that which they did. Shame, who exerted effort, got the mitzvah of tzitzis because that shows the extra exertion of effort that a person does when they go out of their way to put on tzitzis. And Yefes, who was less involved, he was buried, again reflecting the passiveness of his efforts in what he did in terms of serving, helping his father, ultimately serving Hashem. What's the takeaway? What's halacha l'maisa? We're done. We gotta walk in with some practical halacha l'maisa. I maintain that most people that are watching or listening to this, Baruch Hashem, wear tzitzis already. So the goal is not to, the goal, Baruch Hashem, if you wear them already, you should wear them with pride. It's a badge of honor. Don't be shy, don't be embarrassed to wear them. If someone asks you, do I have to wear them? So now you have what to say. Tell them of Moshe Feinstein, tell them, yeah, it's a minog, but it's a minhag which all of clients will accept upon themselves, and therefore, yeah, we have to wear them. But that's not why I wear them. I have to eat also this morning. I didn't eat because I have to eat this morning. I eat because I want to eat, because I enjoy the eating, because it's geschmack to eat. That's why I eat, not because I have to eat, because I want to eat. Lahavdil also, when it comes to tzitzis, I don't wear them because I have to wear them. I wear them because I want the reminder. I wear them because it's a pleasure to be part of the club. It's a pleasure to be... I'll end with this mashal, my friends. Let's say you were a multi-millionaire. Alex, let's go higher. Let's say you were a billionaire. Psh! That sounds cool, no? I guess. I don't even know, but let's say it sounds cool. Good? And there's a certain club, a billionaire club. You get to, you know, you have meetings once in a while. You talk about which charities you want to, you know, which philanthropic behavior you want to be involved in. And you meet, you know, at some fancy golf course, I don't know, once a year. And everyone has to come. And the way you come is you wear your pin. Because you're a billionaire, you wear a certain pin. I'm a billionaire, so I wear this pin when I come to this club. You don't wear the pin with shame. You wear the pin with pride, after all. I made it. I hit the jackpot. I am in the club. The billionaire club that comes to discuss which charity I should give charity to. It's like, I'm not going to hide it under my, you know, lahavdil, a football player that has one of those Pesel rings on his finger when he wins a bowl. He wears that one of those rings that has like a, you know, you know what I'm talking about? Those rings over there?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, a bowl. A Super Bowl, yeah, a bowl. Super Bowl, yeah. See, I just call it the bowl because I'm chummy with the, you know, football. So, he wears a ring on his finger.
Part of the club.
See, he doesn't wear it with shame. He wears it with, he shines it all the time. He wears it with pride. Look, I want a bowl. I both say. Since this is part of that club, or part of the club. It's not something which a person should be embarrassed about or be ashamed of. Chalila b'chas, just the opposite. We're how many Jews are in the world? 15 million. How many of them are from? Maybe a million? I don't even know. How many of them are wearing tzitzis? Maybe half of that, because some of them are women. Most of them, women don't. How many people are zochet to have that, to understand that there's a mitzvah in the Torah called tzitzis, and it's a chashuv, precious mitzvah? Very few. We're part of the club. We should wear our ring or our pin. Or our ropes, our strings, we should wear them with pride. We should appreciate the schus that we have. We should be zocha to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. They should remind us of the honor that we have to be Ovdei Hashem. And we should be zocha to do amazing things. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.